We've been talking about Kyle Shanahan, coaching, all that sort of stuff, but I want to get back into the quarterbacks because that's really the sexy topic du jour of the entire season. It doesn't matter. It could be June, July, August. You talk quarterback, you're going to get a response. And we got 103 NFL player responses via ESPN here. They did a poll with 103 current NFL players, and they asked them six different questions as it pertains to quarterbacks. And we're going to start with this one. This one's just kind of a throwaway. They asked six questions, but really we're going to get into five of them because one of the questions is, who's the GOAT? Is it Mahomes? Is it Brady? Overwhelmingly, it was Tom Brady. Some other players received some votes, but 85 of the players selected Tom Brady. Seven was Mahomes. It's a landslide. Mahomes has got a long way to go. He's on a great path, though. But this is where it gets interesting to me. The most overrated quarterbacks, and before I get to what the answers were, Joe Shasky, when I say overrated quarterback, who's the first person that comes into your mind?
Man, that's a loaded question.
Right? Like, it's an interesting one.
Kirk Cousins.
Right? That's usually, I thought
even
of Kirk,
even though I think
too.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
You know, but people act like he's like the end-all, be-all. Overrated quarterbacks, Troy Aikman.
Okay.
You know.
Won three Super Bowls, but I get it, but...
Yeah,
stats.
But again, he's not in my top 10, and nor would he be in most people's top 10. Okay. A really good player.
Yeah.
Overrated quarterbacks. At one point in time, I think you can make an argument for Peyton Manning.
Currently, in today's crop of all the starters right now, who would you say is the most overrated quarterback?
I think C.J. Stroud's getting dramatically overrated.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
I like C.J. Stroud, and he had a really good year last year for a rookie. And doing it on that team is very impressive, you know? Bobby Slowick, who was with the Niners, is the offensive coordinator, and DeMeco Ryans is a clear leader. But we're acting like this guy, you know, had a monster season, like on the level of, like, for example, Mahomes. Now, Mahomes played with two Hall of Famers, but we didn't know they were Hall of Famers at that time. We knew Tyreek was really good. We knew Kelsey was good, but not what we view them now.
Yeah.
He threw 50 touchdowns his first full season.
I mean, Stroud, we were talking about the Texans as like a 3-win team. Do you remember the conversation after CJ Stroud's first preseason game?
Don't you think that might be the worst division in football?
Well, I mean, they got a tremendous amount of quarterbacks. They got Trevor Lawrence, just got $200 million. I mean, they just had one of the greatest upsets in the history of the playoffs, coming all the way back from whatever it was, 25 points down against the Chargers. People were very high on the Jacksonville Jaguars last year, and I think it's a credit to the Texans that they came in there a couple times and kicked their ass. Right?
All I'm saying is that C.J. Stroud is a very good player. He's up and coming, but we've anointed him into the top five, and all I would say is I'd like to see a little more body of work.
That's fair. That's how I feel. I think Jordan Love is a little overrated personally for me right now. That's who I would go. Jordan Love, I need to see more from him. Like, I saw a half a season of Jordan Love last year where it was like, wow, that was amazing. I also saw him against the Jimmy Garoppolo Raiders on Monday Night Football throw a pick to end it in the corner against like a 5'8 cornerback. Christian Watson was covered. Like, it wasn't great. Like, that's what's still mm-hmm. in my mind. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to move past that. But CJ Stroud, I think that's kind of a hot take to say he's overrated. Like, but I understand, like, if you're a Niner fan saying, like, hey, Brock Purdy is getting a lot of hate, but all he's done is go to an NFC Championship and a Super Bowl. Like,
with Jimmy G.
Okay.
And I learned my lesson with Kaepernick, right? And I should have already known this. One season doesn't make you a great player. You could have a great year. I believe the truly great players, year in, year out, are really good.
Okay?
Like, for example, I think a lot of people are going to put Dak Prescott into the overrated. I actually think he's underrated because he gets crushed by so many people. He's a really good player. Would I want to pay him $60 million?
Yeah.
No. Right? But he's a really good player. And you know what? Dak's been good year after year after year. Now, come playoff time, do I trust him? Absolutely not.
No.
That's a different question. But he's good. You can win a lot of games with him in the regular season.
He will get you to the playoffs. And I think that is such an underrated part of how we discuss quarterbacks today. Can you just get me to the playoffs right now?
I would rather
get my foot in the door, man.
I would rather have Dak. Like, if all things were equal, I'd rather have Dak than Kirk Cousins. And I'm not sure how many other people agree with me on that.
I actually agree with that one. I think Dak has been criminally underrated for most of his career. But here's the article. Again, 103 NFL players. It was via ESPN did a poll. Five questions here. And one of them was, who's the most overrated quarterback? The number one vote getter, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. And you know what? I kind of agree with it. I just think the hype has not exceeded that. His hype, Joe Shasky, you would have think he's already been to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. He's gotten close to winning one, but I feel like we elevate Josh Allen over him in a lot of these discussions. Like Lamar Jackson, I get it. He's a lot of shortcomings. He's got two MVPs, though. Josh Allen doesn't have an MVP. That's a thing. He's never won an MVP. And yet we put him up there with Lamar, with Burrow, with Mahomes. I think he's in the tier two still.
Okay. I think he's really good. I can understand where you would think he's overrated. Like Trevor Lawrence to me is very overrated.
Okay.
He hasn't done anything.
He had 8 votes. He was one of the other leading vote getters too.
Like he hasn't really done anything, you know? And, I'm thoroughly unimpressed with Trevor Lawrence and I want him to be good. I thought he would be better. You know, quite frankly. And so, yeah, I'm not very high
so
on him.
So here's how the rest of it shaked out. So Josh Allen, 11 of the votes there. And then you got Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, both tied for second with 10 votes. Again, this is the most overrated quarterback, according to 103 anonymous NFL players. Some other vote getters, Justin Herbert. I think that's a great one. I think Herbert hasn't really done a lot yet.
Well, Herbert's a great example. I'm ready to make a true definition on him with Harbaugh this year. Even though they've gotten rid of some of their weapons, like, you have a real coach now. Let's see what it looks like.
Yes, because you just look at Harbaugh, like, how he maximizes quarterback talent. If you can't get maximized with Jim Harbaugh, then something's wrong.
Now he does it usually with weak wide receivers.
Correct. And now they got, who, Ladd McConkey is their number one at the
Georgia.
Rookie out of Georgia, who I like, but he's like a slot guy. Mm-hmm. So that's a little concerning there, right? Trevor Lawrence, as you said, Deshaun Watson, that's a great one, actually.
Well, I think Deshaun Watson.
I don't think everyone overrates that anymore. I think we're rightfully crushing him because he was awful last year in that contract. People are like,
yeah. I have a question whether he can even be the quarterback of the Browns with all the money they've distributed to him. I think this is it for him if he doesn't show anything.
Right. Kyler Murray's up there as well. He's getting paid a lot. I get it. He's kind of had – Arizona has just been kind of tumultuous too. That
you know
whole,
what he is? He's got a lot of the of the Justin Herbert where he tantalizes you with talent.
Yeah.
And I have yet to see him put it all together. And I'm probably higher on Kyler than most.
The last top vote getter there, so I mentioned all those other ones, 6 votes come in, Brock Purdy. People think he's a little overrated, Joe Shasky. Some NFL players think he's a little overrated.
I think he's really polarizing. Yeah. I think there's some people criminally underrate him. I think some people, you know, overhype him. I just think he's really good.
Now, as we flip it over to the next one, the top vote getters for the most underrated quarterback. Who would you say right now, Joe Shasky, to you is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL?
Well, from where I'm standing, because I'm in the Niner bubble, I think at times it's Purdy. I also think at times, like I said, Dak Prescott, I feel like we act like he's a bum. He's not a bum. He's not. He's a good player. You know, he's just not good in the playoffs. And then the other underrated guy, I think Matt Stafford has been very underrated, and I have grown to come around on Matt Stafford. I thought he was all fantasy hype and throwing up numbers and fourth quarters of games that didn't matter, but watching him, the guy's pretty good, and I think that when he's obviously paired with a high-level organization, you've seen him excel at the biggest moments.
You hit the nail on the head, Joe Shasky. The top two vote-getters were tied for the most underrated quarterback. 14 for Purdy, 14 for Stafford.
Really?
Yep, tied at the top for the most underrated quarterback in the NFL, Matt Stafford and Brock Purdy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.